And we are just so excited to be here in the Lord on this Trust in the Lord, Psalms 24 for Tuesday. So we're going to take this call in prayer. Father, we come to you and we thank you this morning for waking us up. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for giving us the comfort and the strength in knowing that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the warmth that you've given us in the cold. We thank you for the heat that you have given us when those power was out and when people were without any kind of utilities, Lord. We thank you for shielding and protecting them, Father, Lord God. We thank you for that Jehovah Nisi, Lord. We thank you for all that you have provided and shielded them from, God, and thank you for comforting them. We thank you for bringing back our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, back to the States. Amen. Father God, we just thank you so much for the airways and the byways that are already declared and decreed to be touched for no interference. So any kind of demonic or satanic plan will be cast back down to the pits of hell, Father, Lord God. And we thank you that you have been able to unite us as King's kids for us to enjoy the word in the Lord. So we just ask that you please give this word to us so we can chew it and show other people just how wonderful and how great and how awesome you are, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the blessings you have given to us. We thank you for the lessons that you have taught us. We thank you for the word that we can abide in because we know it is basic instruction before leaving this earth, Father, Lord God. So we just ask that you please continue to guide our feet and our heart so we can be ministers in the marketplace, Father, Lord God. We continue to ask you for that Psalm 24:4 for us to have clean hands and a pure heart, Father, Lord God, so we do not lift our souls to vanity or be sworn deceitfully, Father, Lord God. So as I close this prayer, I just thank you so much for this morning. I thank you for everything you have done and will do. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. I now turn this call over to our host. Everybody have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, my sister LaShawn. Good morning to you and good morning to everyone here on the Master's Call. This is Tammy in South Carolina, and I welcome all of you. And as my sister said this morning, praise God, when you look at that Psalm 24, if you go down to the next verse 5, if you do those things that she said, and number 5 says, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord. So hallelujah, keep your hands clean, glory to God, and keep a pure heart before the Lord because this is a season of blessing. Amen. Welcome to the Master's Call where you are going to receive a blessing today, a blessing in the form of the word from God. This is the Master's Call, which is brought to you every Monday through Friday here live for you to receive a word straight from the throne room of God. And we have coming up for you today, what a word, from our own Pastor Everett Thomas, who is going to come before you and give you a word. But let me tell you, for any of you that are new here about the Master's Call, we're going to point you to our website. But we have to say good morning to our founders, co-founder Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle from Dallas, Texas. Good morning to each and every one of you. And know that this call was founded on October 25th, 2010. And as I said, you can go to our website where you will see the mission and the mandate for the Master's Call, which is to empower, enrich, and to enhance believers as they begin their day. And hallelujah, don't you know we have a scripture reference for you? You go to that website, you'll see that our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And hallelujah, here on the Master's Call, we are all about the prayers. We are all about the prayers of the righteous being brought before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I said, we point you to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. On that website, you can go and download each and every one of these God-sent messages that are breaking yokes and bonds since the beginning of this call, since the birthing in 2010. Amen. Downloaded in MP3 style, uploaded on your Facebook and tweet and Twitter, and send it out to bless others. Amen. Now, if you miss the live call, you can also play back on the same day as the recording by calling in to 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that's 957-677-POUND. And for you who want to become an intercessor, praise God, we are all given the mandate to pray. We're calling in all intercessors. Go ahead and send us your information to our email address as well as your praise report. And how do you send us your prayer request? Our email address is the way to communicate with us, and let us know your feedback. And that is sent to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So we praise God for all of you, and as I said, we want to bring those prayer requests forward before the Lord in your on your behalf. And we thank God for each one of you joining us this morning. And as I said, I am so excited about today. And immediately following this call, again, we want to remind you that praise God for Godmother Dorothy Cook, who's on the line. We say good morning to you, Godmother. And we want to give you her motivational call number. That number is 530-881-1300. And that PIN is 539-598-pound. We want to go ahead, you all, and get the man of God up this morning. I know that he is here. I know that he's excited. We're excited for him as the pastor of Mercy House. Reverend and Pastor Everett Thomas is a man of God who's been serving here on this call. And, amen, I know that God is blessing him and his congregation. He is a pastor. He's a man of God that's on fire for the Lord, and he is building and transforming lives for the kingdom of God. So this morning I'm going to step aside and say good morning to Pastor Everett Thomas. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you, Minister Tammy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. God bless you, man of God.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for that warm introduction. Thank you, Sean, for that warm prayer. Amen. This is a beautiful day in the Lord. We thank God for this opportunity to share with us this morning from the Word of God. It's a challenging message, so I want us to put on our seatbelt. Hopefully, I'm not just preaching this word to myself. Hopefully, somebody else may grab a hold to it. But let me invite you to Matthew chapter 6, 24th verse, and then jumping over to the 33rd verse, Matthew 6, 24, reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is deceitful, riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. Verse 33, but seek, aim at, and strive after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides." Amen. And I believe God is asking me the question. He may be speaking to you as well, but he wants to know, am I really first in the midst of what you're going through, in the midst of what you're doing in life, on this journey we call life? He wants to know, am I really first? I know many times we in church, we hear testimonies, people get up and say, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life? And many of us, we look at the person, not being judgmental, but we want to, you know, there's nothing wrong with being fruit inspectors. Amen, somebody. The Bible says we know the tree by its fruit. So we ask, and even sometimes we look in the mirror and say, is God really the head of our life? Looking at the way we are living, looking at the fruit of our lives. Amen. We look at sometimes, we say, well, if God's really the head of that person's life, why are they always broke, busted, disgusted, always depressed, always frowning, always complaining, but yet the testimony comes out of their mouth giving honor to God who is the head of my life? God is asking the question, am I really first? Am I really who you say I am? Am I really who you are projecting or promoting in your life every day? Amen. So God is challenging us today. If I'm really first, then make me first. Amen. And I want to thank God for artists in that. So we believe putting God first, faith first, family, then in the lifestyle. And he wants to challenge us, amen, if I'm really first in your company, amen. And I know some of you know my passion is the Artist Cares Meals Program. Amen. If I'm really first and I believe in feeding the hungry, why am I not being exposed more so, amen, about feeding hungry children? Why am I not, amen, exposed in the magazine about feeding hungry children? Why am I not being, amen, expressed more openly that you are feeding hungry children? Amen. We're coming up real soon in March. Amen. With the extravaganza, he says, if I'm going to be first, if I'm going to be, amen, where I ought to be in feeding hungry children, why not have something, amen, exposing that part of the lifestyle? Why not put something, amen, some type of video clip saying these many families, these many children over these many areas have been fed because of artists, distributors. Amen. If I'm really first, don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. Don't be, amen, put me on the back burner. Put me out there if I'm really first. Amen. And he also challenged me. He said, now look, you are about making distributors, but I commission you to make disciples. I said, oh, ouch, wait a minute. Now, I know I'm in a business, but and I'm trying to keep a balance. But he said, look at verse 24 in Matthew 6. It says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. He didn't say you might not, amen. He said you cannot serve God and mammon. Deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. So I know it's hard. I know it's a balancing act. I know it's sometimes difficult to put really God first. We say it, we pray it, we talk about it, God is first. But he said, am I really first? He says in the Great Commission, I called you to make disciples. He says, amen, in the Great Commission, chapter 28. Let's look at chapter 28 in the Gospel according to Matthew, starting at verse 18. Matthew 28, amen, somebody. Matthew 28, looking at starting at verse 18. Amen, amen. Matthew 28, starting at verse 18. Jesus approached and breaking the silence, said to them, all authority, all power, of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go then and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age. Amen. So let it be. Now, what is a disciple? I'm just asking a question. Some of you know what is a disciple. This sounds like it's simple, but let's look at this particular information I received. It says a biblical profile of a disciple. You might want to write this down. It's 11 of them. Number one, a disciple is a learner, open and teachable. Looking at Matthew chapter 4, 19 is one reference. Number two, a disciple puts Christ first in all areas of his life, looking at Matthew 6, 9, and 13. Number three, a disciple is committed to a life of purity and is taking steps to separate from sin, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Number four, a disciple has a daily devotional time and is developing in his prayer life. Thank God for the Master's morning call. Amen. Let's look at Psalms 27 and 4. Number five, a disciple demonstrates faithfulness and a desire to learn and apply the Word of God through hearing it preached and taught, reading it frequently, Bible study, scripture memory, and meditation on the scriptures, John 8:31. Number six, a disciple has a heart for witnessing, gives his testimony clearly, and presents the gospel regularly with increasing skill. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Number seven, a disciple attends church regularly to worship God, to have his spiritual needs met, and to make a contribution to the body of believers. Psalm 122 and 1, Acts 16 and 5. Number eight, a disciple fellowships regularly with other believers, display love and unity, John chapter 17, verses 22 through 26. And number nine, a disciple demonstrates a servant heart by helping others in practical ways, Mark 10, 42 through 45. Number 10, a disciple gives regularly and honors God with his finances, Haggai 1, 6 through 9, Malachi 3, 10 through 11. And number 11, and this does not necessarily conclude this list, but this is where we're going to stop here. Number 11, a disciple demonstrates the fruit of the Spirit by an attractive relationship with Christ and his fellow man, Acts 16, 1 and 2, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. So, my brothers and my sisters, we are being challenged this morning with the question mark. Jesus, I believe, is saying to us today, am I really first? Yes, you read it, you memorize it, you heard it preached, you heard it taught, but am I really first? Seek ye first, amen, the kingdom of God. And looking at this Amplified verse, says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. Am I really first? Wow, that's an awesome question. Amen. And I hope I'm not hurting anybody's feelings. You know, we try so hard to do the right thing and be the right person in the sight of God. But every now and then we have to look in the mirror and say, am I really putting God first? We sing about him. We talk about him on Sunday morning. Amen. Sometimes the master's call, we every day, Monday through Friday, praise God. But however, in your daily activities, is it evident that God is really real in our lives? Am I really about making disciples in the midst of making distributors? Am I really putting God first? Amen. Making a difference, transforming lives, amen, for the kingdom of God. Amen. Helping people to come out of darkness, amen, into the marvelous light. Helping people, amen, be transformed from the old ways into the new man. Of course, 1 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Are we, amen, part of God's toolbox when it comes to helping someone, making someone a disciple, not just a church member? It's all right to invite people to come to church, but after it's all said and done, has there been a transformation? Has there been a change? Amen. Go to different funerals and you find people in the obituary and say, well, they accepted Christ at an early age. And you look and say, well, did they really accept Christ? I mean, where's the fruit? Amen. At an early age and they cuss some folk out like every, you know, left to right. There's very little evidence that they accepted Christ. Now, don't hang up on me. Amen. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but God is trying to get to us and to really get to the point of being real. Are we really making God first? Is he really on the top of the agenda? We wake up in the morning, we have our plans, we have our agenda, but every now and then we need a will alignment, not a W-H-E-E-L, but a W-I-L-L. As Jesus said when he was praying, you know, he had to go to Calvary, but he said, now look, is there a plan B, in other words? Is there another way? Amen. But then he came to the point, he said, well, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So sometimes we have to get to the point of making, amen, that decision. We got to get to making that will alignment, W-I-L-L, will alignment. Lord, it's not necessarily my agenda today, but Lord, if you have to interrupt me, here's my plan. This is my agenda. This is what I want to do. But if you have to interrupt, let your will be done, not my will. I want to please you. When it's all said and done, I want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. I want to make you smile when it comes to the end of the day. I want to sit back and say, well, did I accomplish everything you wanted me to accomplish? Yes, I had my goals. Yes, I had my plans. Yes, I had my agenda. But God, did I please you? Did I make an impact? Did I touch somebody's life, not just for ours, but did I touch somebody's life for your glory? Did I make an impact? Did somebody see you in my life? Did somebody see you in my attitude? Amen. So is it possible to live a life saying that God is first, but not really he being first? Is it possible to say in our testimony, giving honor to God, who's the head of our life, is he really the head of our lives? Is he really calling the shots? Is he really Lord of our life? Amen. Somebody said, he's not Lord of all. He's not really Lord at all. Hello, somebody. So God is trying to help us to see where he is in the midst of where we are. You know, sometimes we can get so distracted in the cares of this life. Amen. Yes, be productive. Yes, be successful. And there's nothing wrong. Prosperity is not a bad word. But he's saying to us, pulling at least my coattail, am I really first? Seek ye first. Am I really first in your life? Are you really helping somebody? Not so much being productive and fruitful in business, but what about my business? I'm about transforming lives for my kingdom. Am I really being that effective in making a difference and impact in somebody's life, pulling them up out of the gutter? Amen, amen. Helping them to realize that, yes, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You don't have to just be living, amen, a life of existence just to have a place to lay your head and, amen, just a little food on the table and just, amen, some raiment on your back. But God said in his word, Jesus said himself, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Am I really helping somebody experience the abundant life? Yes, thank God for the vehicle, the tool of artists, and we are able to do that in that area of life. But God's saying, don't stop there. Amen. Help somebody understand who I am. Help somebody know that I can make a difference. I can lift their, amen, their heads up, amen, from being burdened down. I can help them, amen, to find joy, true joy, not just happiness, which depends on circumstances, but I can bring genuine joy, genuine love, genuine peace in their life if they only connect with me. Amen. Help them to realize that this life journey don't have to be full of depression, full of, amen, amen, always depressed, oppressed. Amen. Help somebody know that real, amen, joy comes from Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Amen, somebody. So if Jesus is really real, if he's really first in our life, how much time are we spending, amen, letting folk know that he lives, that he's alive, amen, that he can change you, he can make a difference in your life, not only your life, but your whole family life. He can put your marriage together. He can do something, amen, that will blow your socks off your feet if you only put your trust in him. Not just trust him, but trust and obey him. The songwriter said, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Am I really first? He asking me today. I don't know if he's asking you that. Maybe you got it all together. But he's challenging me, am I really first in your life? Are you really, amen, taking the Great Commission seriously? Are you really making disciples? I called you to make disciples. Yes, go ahead and do your business. Do that. But I've called you. I'm the one that called you. All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. So are you submitting your life, your talents, your gifts, your everything, your all in all to me? Are you really putting me first? I tell you, that's an awesome question to ask yourself this morning. And I believe the word says that we put him first, seek ye first, aim and at and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then, let's pause there. His way, not our own way, but his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. I'll tell you today, I hope somebody got a little something out of this message. Amen. I hope I'm not just preaching to me, because God just pulled my coattail asking me the question, am I really first? God bless your heart. God keep you. Have a blessed day. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Man of God, thank you and praise God for you, Minister Everett. We bless God for the word, for the word, for the word this morning. My God, he just put it in my spirit that we were going to receive a word this morning. And I just believe that the word is, as the man of God said, am I really first? God wants to know if he's really first. And we just know that at this time we're going to go before our Lord and Savior, before the throne of grace this morning. But I just feel the Spirit of the Lord on this call. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord saying that, amen, to the man of God. He wants us to seek first his kingdom. So as we go before the throne of grace this morning, Father God, I come before you, Lord God, humble, oh my God, this morning. Father, hearing your word and thanking you, Lord God, all for sending this man of God, Minister Everett, Lord God, Everett Thomas, to bring the word before your people today. God, we lift up your holy name. God, we lift up and magnify you. Hallelujah, the King above all kings. Oh, the name above all names. Father, we recognize that you have all authority, God. That's all, hallelujah, Oh, my God, that all power is in your hands. Hallelujah, there's none other than your Father. You're the first and the last. My God, the Alpha and the Omega. God, I thank you for this day. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you for the words of Jesus to abide in me and I in you. Father, that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Father God, we thank you as we come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, for another day, for your mercy, God, as we lift up our prayer requests before you on today. God, we thank you right now for provision, Lord God. We thank you right now for favor with creditors, Lord God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for healing, God, as we send the word of healing right now to Ronnie's pastor's wife, hallelujah. We thank you for the praise report that shall come, because failure to thrive is just a name, and it must now bow to the name of Jesus. God, we celebrate for every bit of deliverance, Lord God, for her brother, Father God. For Ronnie, Lord, we send forth the word of salvation right now. We cast down and we bind the enemy, Lord God. I bind up every addiction, Lord God, to cocaine and marijuana, hallelujah, to cigarettes, to nicotine, hallelujah, to alcohol right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, God, I cancel the effect that he has over all of these people in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Christine, Lord God. We praise you right now for Angela, Lord God. We praise you for being her Jehovah Jireh, her Jehovah Uri, Father, for providing her. Now, Father, give her rest, hallelujah. Glory to God. Give her rest in the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for her son, Alani, hallelujah, and the birthday, hallelujah. We praise God, Lord God, for his 6 months of years, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you're stripping this mother. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you give her, oh, Father God, direction and wisdom as she raises this child of God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the other prayer requests, oh, God, that have been sent in. Father, for those that are even on this line now that are unspoken. Father, we know you as a healer. We know you as a provider. We know you as a mind regulator. God, we know that you've already given us the victory. So, Father God, help us now, Lord. Empower us to serve you in holiness and righteousness, Lord God, to put your praise on our lips. Hallelujah. We're commanded to praise you at all times. So all you people of God, praise be the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for these blessings. Now, Lord, we ask you to build up the man of God who has come this hour to bring your word, although it may cut to the bone. Hallelujah. Sometimes you break our bones, but God, we know, Lord, that you do it for our good. So we ask you to build up this man of God. Build up his house and help him to make new disciples, oh God. Let him continue to be a living epistle of you, hallelujah, bringing others into the kingdom of life. Father, bring in every provision for him now. I call in every resource from the north, south, east, and the west. Give him good success, hallelujah, as he meditates on your word. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for this man of God. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on all of those who are on the call on today and bless them, oh, Father God, in your best way. Father, we ask you now, even for any sin that we've committed since we've been on this line, to forgive us, Lord, that our prayers may come before you and that they shall be answered. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I decree and declare these things to be so. Glory unto God. Amen, amen, and amen. So we're going to go back in just a moment to the man of God, and he's going to give us our benediction. I want to just quickly give you the number for, again, our godmother, Dorothy Cook. Motivational call, that number is 530-881-1300, and that playback, again, number is 539-598-pound. Excuse me, that's the PIN number, 539-598-pound, and the playback number for the master's call is 712-432-1085, and that PIN is 957-677-pound, and you can also go to the master's morning call.wordpress.com. Minister Everett, I'm going to call you back up to give the benediction, and we're going to say that we love all of you. Thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We hope that this word has been a blessing to you, and we inspire you to go out and be that minister in your marketplace. Minister Everett.
Amen. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance, his approval, his upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Amen.